Praise his name. Let's stand together if you would. Let's just bow our heads. Lord, we truly do appreciate you, Father, and your grace that you bestow on our lives. And Father, the privilege of granting us a little building that we can come and gather together. Lord, and having precious saints around us with like precious faith. Lord, all these are many blessings, Father, that isn't required, but Lord, you've blessed them upon us. And we do want to say thank you, Father. Asking, Lord, that you would just open our hearts to thy word that you have for us tonight. Strengthen us and encourage us. Lord, that we may check up by thy word, not by our own selves, Lord, but according to the word, Father, where we stand in this late hour. And Lord, may we take heed to everything we hear. And Lord, make good the time that we have left. Bless us now, Lord. Bless the songs we have to sing, Father. Lord, just prepare our hearts for your word as it comes. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. Are you happy to be back out? Amen. You may be seated. Praise his name. Turn with me, if you would, in our big books on 44. I haven't sung this in a little while. God leads us along. Amen. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season and all the day long. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Though grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes, God leads his dear children along. Amen. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us all in the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through
season and all the day long.
Amen. Is he leading you, guiding you? Amen. Turn over one page on 52. He brought me out. Amen. Has he brought you out? Put your feet on that solid rock. Amen.
My heart was distressed neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out.
Amen. Sing it.
Oh, he brought me out of the mire. Upon the strong rock by his side, my steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain. Amen. Lord, thank you.
Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay.
Oh, he set my feet on the rock. Today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me.
Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay.
Oh, he set my feet on the rock to stay.
He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah.
Oh, I'll sing of his wonderful mercy.
Amen. Sing it.
I'll praise him through all.
His goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation, home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God.
Oh, he brought me out.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
He set my feet on the rock to stay.
He put a song in my soul.
Sing it again. Hallelujah.
Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay.
He put a song in my soul
today, a song of praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, he brought you out, saints. Oh, what a privilege. What a wonderful blessing. Amen. He's so wonderful. Oh, I love him so much. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Page 36. Over a couple there. Showers of blessings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of love.
Oh, wonderful.
There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Oh, showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Oh, mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rainbow. Oh, showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy in the star falling, but for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing. Send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessings. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call, oh call, oh showers of blessings we need. Oh, mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Did you really listen to that little verse, saints? Mercy drops around us are falling. We're getting drops, but there's a whole shower. Amen. Lord, send us the shower. Oh, don't be satisfied with little drops here and there, little blessings here and there, but just jump in the ocean, swim. Amen. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Oh, mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Amen. Do you ask the Lord for that? Send us the showers of your blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus. It just come to my heart. Amen. That windows of heaven are open. Amen. They are, saints. He's, amen. He has so much force. All we got to do is reach out to him. Amen. The windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, there's joy, joy, joy. I gave him my old tattered garment.
Amen.
Oh, he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Amen. Oh, the windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, the joy, joy, joy in my heart, for Jesus makes everything right. Oh, I gave him my old tattered garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy tonight. One more time. Oh, joy, joy, joy in my heart, for Jesus makes everything right. Oh, I gave him my old tattered garment, and he gave me a robe.
be in your heart. Amen. You should be. Amen. What he's done for us. Oh, hallelujah. It should be bubbling in your heart. Amen. He's wonderful. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Kevin, would you like to come up for the offering tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise his name. That's the blessing, if you will, on it.
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a joy we have in our heart. Singing of these songs, what a reality
it is, Father.
Amen. Think about that rock of revelation that you placed upon. Oh, God, you just keep building that revelation and revealing that to us, Lord. May that be our cry in our heart. Lord Jesus, just make that so alive and real in us. And we just thank you for all that you're doing for us, all the blessings in our lives and the things that we see that you're doing and how it just, it just builds a love in our heart for you. But we're just thankful tonight, Lord, that you give us this opportunity. Pray, Lord, that you bless those that can give and those that can't. Just use it for that building of thy kingdom. We give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Feeling so much better. Amen. Feeling so much better. Talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better. Talking about the Lord. So let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on. Oh, talking about the Lord. Oh, feeling so much better. Talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better. Talking about the Lord. So let's go on, let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on. Talking about the Lord. Oh, the devil, he don't like it. Talking about this good old way. The devil, he don't like it. Talking about the Lord. So let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about the Lord. Oh, feeling so much better. Talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better. Talking about the Lord. So let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on, let's go on. Talking about the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I love to talk about him, saints. Amen. Tell him what he's done for you. Amen. What he's doing, where he's leading us. Amen. Always wonderful. How many have something on your heart that you'd like to be remembered by? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. He knows what it is. He knows what's best for us, saints. Oh, he's wonderful to serve. Amen. Brother Philip, would you take the request again tonight?
Gracious Lord, we just appreciate your love and mercy. Gracious Lord, saying that song, Lord, I couldn't help but think, Lord, and how many have we ever realized, Lord, just how much better we feel when we begin to talk about the Lord the Lord Jesus Christ to somebody, and how much better we feel within ourselves, Lord. And my God, we've talked about him, the great God that he is, Lord. And we just appreciate everything that you do for us, Lord. We thank you for your guidance and direction, Lord. And praying that you just continue to lead us and guide and direct us in all our ways and righteousness, Lord. And we pray for those around us tonight, Lord. You know the need there, Lord. We pray that you just reach down and meet the need where they might be, Lord, where they need to be strengthened and encouraged, Father, and need a touch of the body, Lord, where they might be. And grant them, Lord, for your honor and your glory. We pray tonight as your word comes forth in this anointed message, Lord. Oh, God, just help us to speak, Lord.
Precious Jesus.
And that you laid upon his heart, Lord. And we hear the ears and the leading of your Holy Spirit, Lord. And speak your word, Lord, that will touch the hearts of your people, Lord. And that word, Lord, that might be here tonight, Lord, and be touched, Lord.
Amen.
We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise his holy name. Will there be a special song in the audience somewhere? Amen. Praise his name. All right, are you having a song, Karen? I ask you, come. Praise his name.
Before there was a fin on a fish's back, there had to be water so he could swim. And before a beautiful tree could grow, there had to be an earth to grow in. And before this great creation could start, there had to be a great creator. And before your heart could hunger for God, there had to be a God to answer. I've got a longing in my heart. It's a craving I can't stop. The deep is calling out to the deep. Sometimes I when the deep calls out, there's a deep that will respond. If there isn't a new Jerusalem, then tell me why does my heart long? Why does our bodies cry and ache if we don't have a new strong? And why does this old earth tremble and shake if the new world isn't on the way? And if the coming of the Lord isn't very soon, why is everything winding up this way? I've got a longing in my heart. It's a craving I can't stop. The deep is calling out to the deep. Sometimes I just have to cry when it pulls so down deep inside. When the deep calls out, there's a deep that will respond. I've got a longing in my heart. It's a craving I can't stop. When the deep calls out, there's a deep that will respond.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's a very precious desire to have. When there's something deep calling on the inside, crying out for our Lord Jesus Christ to have his way. Amen. Let us all stand. We ask Brother Timothy to deliver what the Lord's laid on his heart this evening, and ask God the blessing and bless our hearts to receive. Amen. And let's sing the little chorus, Lord, prepare me to be a living sanctuary. Amen. That's what I want, to be his, at his complete use. Amen.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary.
let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, once more, we've been given a blessed opportunity to come. And Lord, already to be a partaker of your divine presence that's here with us this evening. And Lord, we know you're with us, for you're even in us. And Lord, we truly, as these sisters sang that little song, and as we just sang, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Lord, we've seen our names, and we know, Lord, that you're speaking to us. Lord, all that's taking place now, Lord, you're calling a people. Lord, individuals, there's a little bride getting ready. And Lord, if by grace we can see we've been sent, then Lord, continue to prepare us, Lord, for whatever it is you would have for us. Lord, we thank you for your precious word and ask you to bless it this evening, these few scriptures and quotes you've laid upon my heart. Lord, let it do a work for someone somewhere, Lord, maybe in some simple way that it might be able to help someone. Lord, encourage my heart. Lord, let me see, Lord, if there's anything that I'm missing, Lord, reveal it even greater to me, Lord. For Lord, as each day passes and we see what we've been left with, Lord, how great that desire should burn within us, Lord, to make sure that it's been revealed, Lord. Open our hearts to your word now, Lord. We'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
He's so good. Hallelujah. Feel his Holy Spirit. Amen. While you're still standing, let's just turn our Bibles to John, the first chapter. Read a very familiar scripture, and then you can be seated. Amen. Just John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and that life was the light of men. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. You remember our pastor reading that some time ago now, several services. But just to take a little thought this evening and kind of take a little walk through some scriptures and some quotes and kind of a thought that the Lord laid upon my heart on Thursday as I was traveling, driving along, and just talking to the Lord and got to thinking about some of these things. And when you see the hour that we're in, saints, it ought to really truly cause a stir in our hearts.
Amen.
And the word does come sharp, and the word comes sometimes hot, as we say, and it might come hard and it pinches us. But nevertheless, every time God's word has ever went out, it has produced results. And I'd like to turn to the book of Genesis and just begin to kind of start with a little, some scriptures here. Genesis, the first chapter, and I want to read this. We've all heard these things. But just let the Holy Spirit take it and just meditate on it and let it go all go together as we go through. I'll try not to hold you very long, but I'll probably try to get through all that I have here. Amen. Genesis, the first chapter. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Just think of the simplicity of God's word. As he spoke, "Let there be light," and there was light. And we've all been in darkness, so we can imagine what it must have looked like. Oh my, the sun rising up, light upon the earth. Amen. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let dry land appear." And it was so. Just watch it. Every time the word of God went out, it happened. Just so.
Yes.
Nothing out of cater. It happened just the way he said. Yes. Amen. And God called the dry land earth, and gathering together the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good.
Yes.
Now just a small, simple thing that we've been probably heard read to us since we were kids. But God's word spoke. God spoke, and it happened just the way he said it was going to happen. It came to pass.
The earth came into existence. The waters, the seas, the seed, the trees sprung up. All, everything at his command, right in tune and right down the line. And I want you to stop and think then as he began to say after Moses, and he said that he would do nothing unless he showed his prophets first. And he would no longer speak to the people left to hear. And I want you to think about Moses and how God used Moses, as we kind of covered some of that. But I want you to think about Joshua out there doing what God sent him to do. He was doing exactly. God told him, give him a job to do, and he went to do it. And standing there in what God told him to do, he saw that sun was going down. And he spoke to that sun, because it was contrary to God's word. It was going to hinder him from keeping God's word. And that sun stood still, because he was following in line in tune with God's word. And you follow up through the scriptures, and you look at Elijah when he come on the scene, and he said, let the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And you look at all they did on Mount Sinai, and you look when he spoke, you watch God answered in the prayer, and right down the line he came. But every time the word went out, it happened. There was results that took place and followed to produce and to manifest that God was the great creator. He was the one and only true God there was. And I'd like to turn to John real quick. Let's go to John, the fourth chapter. And just kind of now, Jesus on the earth now at this time, and we've heard this many times, but I want you to just kind of think tonight as we've gathered in here, we've been gathering here now many times, and God's word, God seemed fit to place his word here, and we all believe that this is God's word. In the beginning, that's why I read it, and there was a life and a light that came from this, and God had a way to bring that to his people, the same way that he said, let that tree bring forth of its fruit in due season. So has we as people. Since time began, God has had people, as I kind of covered the last time. At each time, Moses, Samson, all the way up through Jesus Christ, on up into the prophets. They all had a time and a season, and they each one came because the word of the Lord said it was going to be. They were there. They manifested his purpose 100%, and it worked out to his glory and his honor. But every time that the word of the Lord came, I want you to look. Sometimes it come hard and it come heavy at different times. When you look at John the Baptist, as he began to speak the words that he had, he was speaking the word of the Lord to that king and queen. And it was painful and it was hurting, and there was no representation of predestination there, and it done no good. Caused him to lose his head for it. But by God's grace, there was still a repercussion going forth, that there was truth being spoken. Now everybody else was blind to what was happening. But yet there is a predestinated seed in this hour. We have the prophet's message laying here. We've got ministers that the Lord is dealing with to bring the word back to us. And we all come. And every time we come in where the Holy Spirit anointing is anointing his word. And if it's his word, not being tampered with, this precious Bible, these books, that is God speaking to you. That's his message. Getting there. We'll get there. But that's his message coming to you. Let me... real quick, before I get ahead of myself, let me turn here, and there's a man that can turn on the light. Amen. Amen. I better slow down. I'll run over top of it. Amen. Let's see. This is in the message. There's a man that can turn on light. Preached December 29th, 1963. Page 11, paragraph 58. Now light, the first time light we find in the Bible, we found in Genesis. God spoke in word, made light. God said, let there be light. In Genesis 1:3, and there was light. Now remember, light comes by the spoken word of God, and light is the vindication, or the subject that he has spoke is light. Amen. And when the light flies, it shows that God has said, let there be light, and there was no light. And he said, let there be light, and there was light. And that's proof. That light is a vindication of his spoken word. Same thing today, a vindication of his spoken word. Now, when you see his word being vindicated, or other words made known and proved, that is the light of his spoken word. And without light, nothing can live without light. There is no life upon the earth today that but what has to come by the light of the sun and botany life and so forth. And there is no eternal life outside of the Son of God, for he is light. Amen. Now we're living here today, and we want to make sure that we catch this, that there's no other way, no other light except through the eternal light of God, that life coming. Amen. And we're living here, we're sitting here, we're hearing this precious word, and we're looking. Because when God's word goes out, it won't come back to him void. Something's going to happen, and we've got to be sitting here with a determination in our hearts, watching our lives and looking and saying, Lord, what's happening? Because when that word comes, God just don't bring a message for no reason. God don't waste his time speaking and nothing happens. But when he speaks, something's going to move. And somewhere it's going to bring about and manifest the light and the life back through that spoken word that it was truth. And it'll be manifested and a vindication that it was truth. And let's go here now in John, the fourth chapter. Read a very familiar little happening. We've all read this many times. Let's see here. And we'll just start about the sixth verse just to save a little time. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw all water. And Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? And the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said to her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give to me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. She asked him for this water. And there was a price that came with it. I want you to notice that. But just watch as he began to speak to her. He said, and the woman said, let me back up. And Jesus, go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that saidest thou truly. And I want you to look at the word of the Lord came to her and pointed out her sin. I want you to look at her attitude. The word came and stepped right on her toes and knocked right on her door and pinpointed the very thing that was lacking in her life. And I want you to notice her attitude. She could have got, I don't know who he thinks he is. He don't know that. But there was something about her that was already ground. Just as Jesus sowed the seeds before the world was formed in his mind, he knew who would. The trees were going to bring forth. Before there was a spoken word, it was a thought. Yes. And it was there. And I want you to think about this little predestinated seed laying in there. The word came sharp and it came hard. And it stepped on her toes. And it pinched her right where she was living. But I want you to watch the attitude and what happened with what was laying down on the inside. And she says, Then the woman said, Sir, let me... And the woman answered and said, I have, and for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that saidest thou truly. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And then we drop on down, Jesus said, I am he. And it says she left her water pot. And then she wanted everyone, come see a man that told me my sins. Come see what I got now. Set her feet on the right path. But it took the sharpness of the word in due season. It come right down the line. God spoke his word. And a life changed right there. And watch the glory of the Lord was shown forth from it. Watch the testimony that went forth out of that life. It was obvious. That light that was the life of men was now showing forth. All of a sudden, there was a spark. And there it was, shining out. A difference was made. She was different from that point on. It was no turning back now. You say, you just wait and see. That's where it went. Amen. Let's turn on over here to John, the 8th chapter. Catch some of these examples. I just want you to pay attention. God is working on his little bride. And if you can get in tune with him and get the right motive and objective and the attitude towards his word, God can do wonders for us. But we've got to get in tune to what God is doing. here in the 8th chapter of the book of John. And Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and he taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? And this they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground as though he had heard them not. And so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. Now here, think the presence that they had entered into. Jesus was the Word in flesh. And I know when they stepped into his presence, they knew they was in the presence of, they could feel it. They knew. And here he is, and he just rose up, simple as he could be, after writing in the sand, and says, Let him that's without sin among you cast the first stone. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience. And as our brother has been saying, if you can't, you got to have confidence. And that's why we should be able to make sure that we have followed the word truly. We know what it takes to stand here with no condemnation. We know where we've got to be to have that. The word has come. And if I can't stand there, and in my own conscience, when the word comes, it begins to convict me in my own heart. He don't have to call your name. I don't have to call your name or my name. But if the word's coming and it's convicting me, then I know there's a room. I've got a place to mend. Amen. And that's the place that we've got to get fixed. Hallelujah. But I want you to notice here, as he said that, when he said, woman, and they heard it, being convicted of their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted himself up, he saw none but the woman. And he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Amen. And then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have that light of life. And saints, that's what we're looking for. We are coming to an age. This word is coming to maturity. And when God said he would have a bride, he's going to have that bride, and she is going to be in his image. He predestinated a people to be conformed to the image. Think of all of the scriptures that are laying in this precious book that are speaking of this last day, the day that we are living in. In a day when God said he would tie up all the loose ends. Let me go here into this message real quick just to catch us. This is in the message, The Rapture, December 4, 65, page 26, paragraph 133. Now remember, the message is promised. And when all these mysteries has been all bundled up, it might sound a little, just follow along. Bundled up by a bunch of ecclesiastics, it will take a direct prophet from God to reveal it. That's exactly what he promised to do. Now remember, the word of the Lord comes to the prophet, not the theologian. And the prophet, he is a reflector of God's word, and he can't say nothing. He can't say his own thoughts. He can only speak what God reveals. Even to the prophet Balaam, when he was tried to be sold to sell his right, he said, How can any prophet say anything but what God puts in his mouth? It's a thing that God does that you can't say nothing else. You're born that way and no more than you could. And I want you to think about that. So Balaam, purposing in his heart to curse that people, and he couldn't say nothing but what God put in his mouth. And I want you to think that when Brother Branham began to talk and he began to preach, and this word came forth, that was God speaking to, and you've got to see it that real. Amen. It's not Brother Branham said, it is God said to me in this day. And so that's why there's still room. So many people still like, when they find something that pinches their toes, something, well, Brother Branham said, but it was God. When he stood under the anointing of the Holy Spirit preaching that precious word and bringing it out. Amen. After those seals were revealed, and he began to speak, and the angel of the Lord gave him the message. Yes. You better stop and remember that that was God speaking to this little bride in this day. And what he said was going to bring to pass those exact words, that that bride would be ready without spot or wrinkle and ready for that rapture to take place.
Amen.
And they're going to have that testimony that Enoch had as he spoke of. That he knew he pleased God before his translation.
Amen.
And that little bride is going to have that assurance. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. If your heart condemns you not, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed. That is to the bride. Those words were spoken. These signs shall follow them that believe. To that little bride. Every word has a reality to it and will take place just as much as the word of the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. God's word must be vindicated and manifested. It doesn't mean it's going to be a great big outpouring to attract millions of people in. But God is going to vindicate his word to individuals of that little bride. And he said he would show her off. No, I don't know how he will, but he will. But you let the true light of God shine forth out of a people's light, and people can't help but take notice. Let this word have full preeminence in your heart and in your life, in your home, in everything we do, and you watch the people know you've got something they ain't got. They'll be able to see it. Amen. He says, if you could, and God has always in the ages through Isaiah, Jeremiah, all of the Elijah in the ages gone by, when the ecclesiastical group would get everything all mixed up, he would send a prophet and raise him up from nowhere. He belonged to none of their situations, and he would speak the word and called off the scene and gone, just rugged men of truth of God, and it's always the way you could tell him. If there's one among you and he is spiritual or a prophet. Now, the prophets, there is such a thing as a gift of prophecy in the church, but a prophet is a predestinated, foreordained for the hour, see? Now, the prophecy goes for 2-3 set and judge whether that's right, for the church can receive it. But nobody's set before a prophet because he was absolutely the word of God. He was the word in his day. You've seen God reflect, and God promised to send us that again in the last days to bring that bride out of this ecclesiastical mess in the only way it can be done. And God done it. Amen. He sent that prophet and he brought us out of this mess. Now human beings and men, God took his man off the scene. But the message is still here that God sent. The same way that every one of these is passed off of the scene. But their message lives on. And God is still here to vindicate that it's the truth. And to prove it. I want you to notice something. God in speaking through prophets and his gift of ministry. Let's just turn to Acts, the 10th chapter. And read something that happened, just a very brief little circumstance here, but God vindicating his word.
Amen.
And that's what we're talking about, saints. God's going to vindicate the word that we're hearing. It's not just here for, to say, the minister's harping on me, but it's here for a purpose. We've got to come to that fullness, that maturity of the stature of Christ. That's what we're here for. We've been predestinated by God's grace. I see I'm in that number, and I pray each one of you feel the same way, but it's got to be an individual affair. And when the word's coming, yeah, it may step on my toes. I may see I've got room to climb. I may see all these places, but there's got to be something down inside of there. There's that deep calling to the deep, as the sisters sang that song. There is something there waiting. That's why it's pulling and drawing so hard. Amen, and it's getting close. Amen. Here in Acts, the 10th chapter, and I believe it's the 43rd verse, is going to start. Let me back down to about the 39th verse. Peter's speaking here now after the day of Pentecost, and he says, and we are witnesses of all these things. He did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, and whom they slew and hanged on a tree. And him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us. Amen.
Amen.
Who did eat and drink with him after that he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead, and to give him and to him give all of the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remissions of sin. And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word.
Amen.
I want you to think about that. God was right there to vindicate and back up. He told them to go preach. He told them to follow through, and they were right in line. And God was right on the scene, right then and there, to back it up with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as come with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard him speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water? Amen. That these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And then they prayed that they tarry for certain days. Amen. I want you to think about it. God on the scene. He put Peter there to preach the word. And Peter preached the word, and God was there on the scene to reveal what Peter was speaking to the hearts of those people. And what's it in turn? What did it cause? Let us be baptized. They went to the, watch the reaction of the word when that predestinated seed's on the inside and that spirit hits it. The word and the spirit is the same. Rejuvenating down in the heart. You watch that body turn and come subject to it. That's what he said in this Melchizedek. Let's just read it. Amen. On page 14, we've all heard it many times. February 21st, 65. But sometimes we like to, what we grow as calves in a stall. Yes, we do. But you watch that word come. It's not going to happen overnight. But when that word strikes your heart, you watch your body turn to match it.
Amen.
And watch it become a vindication that it's alive.
Lord.
Amen. As he says here, paragraph 74. But look, when this body receives the Spirit of God, the immortal life inside of you, it throws this body into subjection to God. Hallelujah. He that's born of God does not commit sin. He cannot sin. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, it throws your body subject. You don't have to say, oh, if I could just quit drinking, if I could just get in Christ. Or he said, just get in Christ. It's all gone, see, because it's your body is subject to that Spirit. It's no more subject to the things of the world. They're dead. They are dead, and your sins are buried in baptism, and you're a new creation in Christ, and your body becomes subject to the Spirit to live the right kind of life. And if your body doesn't come subject, then we know what's lacking. And that's the approach we've got to take to God's word, is God's word is truth.
Amen.
And no matter if I've been in this message 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, if my body is still not coming subject to this word, and I still can't overcome, then the thing that's lacking is on the inside.
Amen.
Maybe I came through Pentecost and had shields and had an experience, I say, spoke in tongues, maybe ran up and down the church. But did I have a true reality of God revealed himself to me down on the inside that it brought my body subject to the word? Didn't just fall on my outward man. Oh my, just think about it. Like you women claiming you got the Holy Ghost, go out here wearing shorts and things. How could you do it? How could you? The Spirit of God in you ever let you do such a thing as that? It just can't be. Certainly it can't be. He's not a filthy spirit. He's a Holy Spirit. And when you become subject to that Spirit, it throws your whole being subject to that Spirit. And that Spirit is nothing in the world but this seed word made manifest or quickened. Hallelujah. And made alive. And when the Bible said, don't do this, that body quickly turns to it. That's no question. And saints, that's how it's got to be with us. We're at that age, the maturity. This is the stage we should be seeing happening in our lives. The word comes. It's amen. I see I'm short. I'm going to overcome that. It won't be so tomorrow by God's grace. It's nothing we can do in ourselves. If you follow him, he will be the light. His life will be that light in us.
Amen.
And we should see that coming to pass. Just as much as he said, let that tree bring forth of its kind and that acorn begin to grow an oak tree. That tree can't help but to keep growing and produce a whole nother oak tree all over again with acorns hanging up there in the top. And that little bride was predestinated to be conformed to his image, and it can't help but for it to be exactly that.
Amen.
And come to the fullness of the stature of Christ. But that little bride's going to be a determined person. There's going to be a press on the inside. There's going to be a longing to get to that spot. Not just, oh, I'm coming to church. I'm pressing along. Oh, I'm getting there. No. There's got to be a reality. God speaks his word, and it doesn't just lay there for weeks and months on end, and nothing happens at that time and season. And I believe the word that we've been hearing is in season. It is a time for that little bride to ripen. So many people have walked over top of it. They've missed it. They've walked around it. I mean, they've belittled it. Oh, he didn't mean this, and he don't mean that, and that don't have to be so. But God's predestinated a people that it would grab a hold of down on the inside,
amen,
and it would cause a hunger to begin.
Yes.
Amen. I want you to think the precious word spoke out and said, a virgin shall conceive. And I want you to, this is in that, the little message, the letter to the church that the prophet picked up his pen and wrote in the church age book on page, it's on bottom page 171. And I want you to listen to what he said. The word of promise came to the Virgin Mary. But that word of promise was he himself to be made manifest. God was made manifest. He himself acted at that time and fulfilled his own word of promise in the Virgin. It was an angel that had brought her the message. But the angel's message was the word of God. Amen. In Isaiah 9:6, he fulfilled at that time all that was written of him because she accepted his word to her. And the members of the virgin bride will love him, and they will have his potentials, for he is their head, and all power belongs to him, and they are subject to him as members of our bodies are subject to our heads. Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father. John 5:19, the harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. He shows her his words of life, and she receives it. And she never doubts it, therefore nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. And here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride as it was in Mary. And the bride has the mind of Christ, for she knows what he wants done with the word. And she performs the command of the word in his name, for she has, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit, and it comes to pass. Like a seed that was planted and watered, and it comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. Those in the bride do only his will. No one can make them do otherwise. They have thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. They know that it has to be God in them doing the works, fulfilling his own word. He did not complete all of his work while in his earthly ministry. So now he works in and through the bride, and she knows that for it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must now do. But he will now fulfill through that bride the work which he left for this specific time. Amen. And saints, I pray each one of us can see that that's us. Just as much as he said a virgin would conceive, and he went to work and done and fulfilled the work in Mary, he said he would have a bride in this day that would not fail. She would be right there and on time. A people that would love and long his appearing. And their lives would be recipients. Yes. And showing forth that he was in there. And as we hear this precious word, I wonder if it's causing us to search. The Holy Spirit's bringing these things back. And it's every line. Sometimes, you know, this message following people has got to the point to where as long as they do the basics, or as long as they got the mysteries, I should say, they think as long as they got the big understanding, they know what Brother Branham said. They've got it right. They can read it to you. He said, but they missed that the life was the light of men. Amen. And they missed that it takes all the word, the entire word, to make up that bride. Lord. And they've missed that. But by God's grace, he's called a few people out all over this world. Somewhere there's a little bride. And she's hearing the word that's, it's every word. It's the little foxes that eats the vine. Don't let this creep in. Don't let that creep in. Keep this pushed out. Yes, it's wonderful to understand the mysteries and thank God that he's opened our eyes. But if we truly have, the mysteries have been revealed to us, our lives will be a reproduction of this precious word, 100%. It's not just a statement, I understand the mysteries, and then my life doesn't back up anything that was brought out through that. But our lives will be a vindication of what was brought, Amen. And what God spoke to that little bride. But oh my, here, this is in the message, Trying to Do God a Service Without Being His Will, July 18th, 1965. Paragraph 177, the word, the evening message must carry evening results. The evening message must sow evening seed, not morning seed, evening seed. Yeah. The midday seed, its seed back there was the nomination, and it died and perished. But the evening time message will show evening time light. It will show evening time results in the evening time message. Jesus' time midday message showed midday results. The beginning, the message showed the beginning results, made creation. Think about it. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Jesus spoke through those prophets and said, a virgin shall conceive. And he was going to come and told all he would do. And it happened just right down the line on time when he said it was going to happen. Midday results, the beginning message. In the evening time, he makes a bride. He made his own son in his own image in the midday. And in the evening time, he makes a bride for it. See, by what? By his word. How did he form the earth? How did he speak it into existence? By his word. Who was his son? The word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among them. And how will he take his bride? By the word. Not by a new cart, not by some theologian's idea, but according to his word, he'll identify her. And don't put one thing to it or take one thing from it now. Leave it the way it is. Amen. by God's grace, we see the reality of that coming into our hearts, into our lives, a reality that's bringing this body under subjection to this word and going to reproduce Amen. What he said it would be. And just to think, when that rapture takes place, I'm only going to do is just change this robe of flesh Amen. And pick up that glorified body. There ain't going to be time to fix this and fix that. But it's just going to be step out of one coat into a new one and take on that glorified body. Saints, that day is coming, and it's right around the corner. But it's got to be right now. That's what the Holy Spirit is stressing to us, the power, the word. Look at the word and the power that was in the word every time it's ever been spoken. Look at the results that presented and came right behind it. Somebody is going to match that in this day. Now, we sat here as a group, and we all pray that we're everyone going to be there together. But God is calling individuals, and he's only talking to certain ones. We preach it to everyone, but God knows who he's speaking to. But somebody in here is going to reach that. Is it going to be you? Do you feel that yearning? Is that burning in you? Does it mean that much to you? Or is it just, it's just another service? I wish he quit preaching on that and get on something else. I wish, but don't you realize it's not, it's the Holy Spirit that's leading and gives us the word to bring. We don't have, you know, oftentimes it's amazing the things you say when you get up here, the things you read. You didn't mean it to be maybe come across the way you said it, but God knows what we need, and he's here to meet our needs. And he's ever mindful of his children, and he's watching over us.
Amen.
Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would.
Jesus, holy name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
But I want you to just read this, refresh our memory with something. This is in the message of rapture also. And down there about paragraph 198 here on page 38. And I remember that night, for I seen that. I seen a preview of the bride. And I stood there and I seen a beautiful little lady just as correctly dressed in things marching this way. And there was someone standing by me in the vision, and I seen, they said, the preview of the bride, and I seen her go by, and they come on this side and went around, and I heard it coming. And the church is coming up from this other side, and there come the Asian church, and oh, you talk about filth, and here come the European church, and oh my. And then I heard a rock and roll coming, and it was Miss America, the church, and she didn't even have any clothes on. She had papers like newspapers, gray, holding in front of her, dancing by rock and roll, Miss America, the church. And I stood there in his presence, and I thought, oh, God, as a minister, if that's the best we can do. Oh, he said, you know how you feel. Then I thought, God, hide me. If I could just get away from here. If all of that we've done, and that's what we have to produce, if that's what. Then when them women passed by, all doing kinds of rocks and things and short hair, painted faces as they passed by like that, supposed to be virgins to Christ. But when she passed by like that, I turned my head, you know, with this holding in front of me, and it was disgraceful, the back of them. And there they was going like that, and I turned my head weeping like that, and I said I couldn't stand it there. And him standing there and me knowing that as a minister of the church, that's what I had produced for him. And I said, oh, God, I can't look at it. Let me die. Let me fade away like that. And as soon as it went out, every time one of them would come, they'd go out to a certain place, then drop off. And I just hear the sound of it as it went away. And then I heard something like, onward, Christian soldiers. And I looked, and here come that sainted bunch of little girls, just exactly the way they was, all correctly dressed, their hair hanging way down in their back, smooth, clean, marching like this to the step of the gospel, and she was the word. Amen. Just think of the simplicity. It may just sound like he's just saying something, but listen to him. Smooth, clean, marching exactly to the step of the gospel, she was the word. And they looked like one out of every nation. And I was looking at it as they passed by and seeing them pass by. Instead of going down, they started going up. And I noticed one of them trying, two or three of them trying, getting out of line. And I screamed, stay in line. And the vision left me. And I was standing in the room screaming, stay in line, stay in line. And I want you to look at what the word is doing today.
Amen.
The prophet's gone. But God's voice is still lingering on.
Amen.
And he's saying, get in line, stay in line.
Amen.
We've often, you know, for some of us, because of the situations we were maybe placed in, being in a church that had ruled with iron thumb, and everything was a rule, and everything was this, and you do it this way, and you do it that way, and you take a person out from underneath that, and you see it a lot of time in young people. They're held down like that, and when they left, they didn't have no boundaries to them, and just gone. They had to get into everything, and sometimes that's the same thing that happens to people. Ain't nobody ever telling me anymore what to do. You can go too far with it. God's word takes it right down the middle of the road. And we must make sure that we're being humble and giving God an opportunity when it's His word coming forth. Make sure that we're open. Lord, let it be to me according to thy will. Just as Mary was accepted, Lord, let it be to me. Take the word into our heart and then watch it do the work that's needed. He will do the work in you that's needed. You can't do it yourself. Our brothers stressed that and stressed it. We can't live this life, but He can live it through us. And it'll be exactly and precisely the word right down the line. But look, it's God's power and the word that lays within it. Think about it, saints. When every time it's ever went out, it's brought reactions. It's brought forth movement and caused things to happen. When men will stand and stay with the truth and preach it the way it needs to be preached, and when a people will accept it into their heart and take it the way God said it, watch it bring about a revival in the heart of that little bride. Oh my, we ought to be happy. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. It may seem a little chopped up. There's a lot you can go with that. But pray that it'll stir your heart a little bit to stop and think. And to even look that if God is willing to be here and to present His word to us in the manner that it's coming. There's many churches you can go to today. And the word's going to come and it's going to pat you on the back. And I often think about it, saints, but you could come in here and preach about being in the thoughts of God, and we can have everybody in this house standing on their feet, jumping, screaming, shouting for joy. Oh, they're just happy to be here. But let the word come down and say, God's word said it would be like this. And then all the jumping and the joy is gone. And it's history because they were just emotionally excited. And they don't have no root within themselves. But you let the word come when that little tree's got a true root growing down in there. When the winds wave and the rock and it sways that old tree, it just causes them roots to grow deeper. And they're stronger and it can stand more. It'll take more. Amen. And as that old sun gets hot, you watch that grain just keep drying out. Watch the moisture leaving. You can watch it become more like Christ. And that's where each one of us ought to be. And this is the time for that, saints. And we ought to be crying out to God, Lord, let me see those changes in my life. But oh my, and pray for each and every one. We all should uphold each other in prayer more and more each day that the Lord would work with all of us. Amen. And move all of us under His pressure. But oh my, just think about it. God is here to vindicate His word. Amen. And you know, you see the Holy Spirit move. Sometimes, that's why I say sometimes we get so hard we don't see it happening. But oh my, if we could only open our eyes that there's angels all around. Amen. Glory to His name. Let's sing a little chorus. We are standing on holy ground as our brother comes.
Hallelujah. We are standing on holy ground.
Amen.
And I know that there are angels all around.
Prophets and righteous men long to see. And by God's grace, we're standing here. Amen. And His mercy is all around us. You can see it shining forth. Oh, by God's grace. I know we're going to make the goal, saints. Amen. We're going to reach it. If we'll just be like Caleb and Joshua, take a stand. Oh, my. Amen.
We are standing.
Amen.
Holy ground.
And I know that there are angels
all around.
Heaven's grace.
So thankful I'm standing in His presence. Oh, thank God for His love, His mercy, and His grace. There's a lot of things said in there that flows right in continuity with what the Holy Spirit's been bringing to our hearts. You know, and even to the letter, the Holy Ghost told the prophet to pick up his pen and write. You know, the little bride would know what God wants done with His word.
Amen.
Oh, so many things. And I was thinking again, if you don't mind, I'd like to just read it to you again. Just want you to think of something here. As Brother Timothy read the scripture in John 8 chapter, and he's talking about the little woman that was accused of adultery. I'll just read that 10th, 11th, 12th verse. When Jesus had lifted up Himself and saw none but the woman, He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man. No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. The Lord Jesus Himself took care of her condemnation.
Amen.
To where nobody can condemn her, and even Himself didn't condemn her. But He told her, go and sin no more. Oh my. Is there a way to stand before God without condemnation? That our hearts would condemn us not? Oh, yes. God will make the way.
Amen.
If we'll just follow what He wants you to do.
Amen.
Even if others will condemn you, He'll take care of that too. And neither will He.
Amen.
And if our hearts condemn us not, we shall ask whatsoever we desire, and it shall be given to us.
Amen.
Oh, God is so wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. I just thought about that as he read that. I thought, you know, God made the way.
Amen.
He made the way. Looks impossible to be able to stand before God without condemnation and be able to have confidence that He's going to give you your heart's desire. But God makes the way.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I love Him.
Amen.
Can we sing that little chorus? I love Him.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that and let's lift our hands and just give Him glory.
I love Him. I love Him.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because
thank You, Lord.
He first loved.
Oh, hallelujah.
Me.
Thank You, sweet Jesus.
And purchased my salvation on Calvary.
Sing it again. Hallelujah.
I love
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you again, Lord, for this precious day. Another day, Lord, and I trust each and every one of us has been able to grow. Lord, come to that place to be conformed to the image of your Son. And Lord, we realize that our brother mentioned it in his message. And Father, I've mentioned it too, that oh, it may seem so hard, Lord, at times. It may seem as the word is so cutting and so sharp. But Lord, it's your scripture. The word of God is sharper and quicker than any two-edged sword. And Lord, it'll even cut to the marrow of the bone. But we must remember, as he read from the prophet's message tonight, this is an evening time message. And Lord, it has evening time results. And it's evening time seed. And Lord Jesus, another Christ must be reproduced. Christ being lived through many bodies. And Lord Jesus, it takes the sharpness of that word, the quickness of that word, to cut loose, Lord, anything that isn't like you. And Lord, that's what we want. We don't want anything left in our lives that's not what you would be. We ask you, Lord, to cut it out. Lord, strip us down. Remold us, Lord, whatever it take. For thou art the great potter, and we are just the clay. And Lord Jesus, we're so thankful to be in the potter's hands, molding us and shaping us into the vessel that you want us to be. And Father, may we never fight you. May we never have a better idea than you do. But may we be yielded, Lord, and submissive completely to you. And oh God, again, we know the time's running out. So we ask, Lord Jesus, help us, Lord, to redeem the time. Help us to rescue what's left of it, Lord, and use it very wisely. For Lord Jesus, you'll come as a thief in the night, and no man shall know the day or the hour. But Lord Jesus, as your prophet said, you didn't say maybe we wouldn't know the week, may not know the year. But Lord Jesus, we know it's getting close. Father, help us to prepare for it. Help us to be ready. And Lord, I pray for every individual now here in closing in this little building. Lord, some has been given much revelation. Some has given some revelation. Some has not been given any revelation. And some, Lord, are confused. Some, Lord, don't understand a lot of things. But, oh God, I pray for everyone in here. The Lord, if that little seed lays down on the inside, oh God, there'll be that true deep call into the deep. And may each one of us know as an individual, that as the sisters sang their song, Lord, if there is that deep call into the deep, then truly there's something to respond to that what's calling on the inside. But Lord Jesus, have mercy on us now. Help us to walk closer to thee and give our bodies as a living sacrifice truly to you, Lord. And the only way we can do that is through revelation, through what you revealed to us, Lord. And then we know, Lord, that we'll give unto you an excellent sacrifice. Excellent. Oh God, how we praise your name. Go with us now and bring us back again, we ask, Lord, the next appointed time, if you should tarry. Because, Lord, we know that one day of gathering in here will be our last time in this life. And, Father, we'll take on immortality. Oh, what a glorious hour that's going to be. Help us not to miss it, Lord. Thank you now for everything this day. We appreciate each one. Keep a hedge of fire burning about us. Keep our hearts aglow for Jesus Christ. We ask in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus again. I love him. Amen. I love him. I love him. God bless you. You are dismissed.